Hello, everyone out there. This is Mike Lindell of MyPillow, and I would love for you all getting involved to support Brandon Stations and his network. If you use the promo code WVW, you can save up to 66% off all my products at MyPillow.com, and half the proceeds are going to go to support his great network. Thank you.
Faith, spiritual value. Moral issues, government, economy, education, work, responsibility. What we think about these depends on our worldview. Now, VCY America presents Worldview Weekend Radio with Brannon House.
All right, welcome. Glad you're with us. I want to play some audio from my interview the other night in studio with Dr. Simone Gold. But before I do, we have breaking news. Yesterday, the U.S. Supreme Court refused to hear a case arguing military draft registration discriminates against men. And you say, oh, well, that's a good thing. It means nothing. The Supreme Court has already ruled that when it comes to the draft, this is the job of Congress. And in a statement, Justice Sotomayor said she agreed with the court's decision to hold off on taking the case, according to CNBC reporting, that Congress could soon make the registration requirement applicable to women anyway. So what does she know? What does Justice Sotomayor know? She knows what I know. She knows what I've been studying since late 2017, early 2018, thanks to Captain Udell Myers alerting us to a commission, the National Commission on Military, National, and Public Service. And remember in 2018, we started telling you that this commission was going around the country and was going to do a study on whether or not to mandate voluntarism. Now, that's an oxymoron. Mandatory voluntarism. Mandatory community service, right? They also were going to study making the draft selective service, if you will, signing up when you're 18 for selective service for women to be mandatory. We told you what their ultimate decision would be. It was a commission put together by Barack Hussein Obama, a communist sympathizer, communist Islamist, that wants to destroy the American military, and this is a great way to do it. It was also put together by, I think, traitor John McCain. And if you don't know about John McCain, you should go study John McCain, and you should talk to the POWs that I have. You should talk to some of the POWs that actually were in Hanoi Hilton with him. Mockingbird, John McCain. You should ask yourself why, when everybody else got out of being POWs, they were advanced in their rank and he wasn't. So I think you have two traitors to the country. And by the way, why do we find these pictures of John McCain with ISIS leaders? So I believe you got two traitors who, if we actually had a legitimate FBI and Justice Department, these two men would be charged with crimes against our country. Of course, John McCain has now gone off to receive his just reward. But this commission was the brain trust of Barack Hussein Obama, who I warned you about in my 2008 book, Grave Influence, which came out in 2009, that he wanted to make mandatory volunteerism. Now, again, oxymoron. But the reason we know he wanted to do that is because even on his own 2008 Obama-Biden website, the website declared, quote, Obama will call on citizens of all ages to serve America by developing a plan to require 50 hours of community service in middle school and high school and 100 hours of community service in college every year. And then they finally took that down. Well, after he was elected president, Barack Hussein went on to push the GIVE Act. And this is a bill that really sets up this idea of giving college money or college grants, if you will, whatever you want to call it, money to kids that will do so many hours of community service. This is really similar to the Public Allies group that Obama and Michelle were working with out of Chicago and Milwaukee. It's to create liberal community organizers. So we knew this was coming. And now you have Justice Sotomayor saying in a CNBC report yesterday that it's not a big deal that the U.S. Supreme Court is not going to hear a case from a men's group claiming that the selective service requirement to sign up for the military is discriminatory toward men. Justice Sotomayor says, yeah, I agree on the court's decision to hold off on taking the case because Congress could soon make the registration requirement applicable to women anyway. She knows what we know. She knows what we've been tracking since early 2018. And then, of course, in March of 2020, the National Commission on Military National and Public Service report was released. And remember, we did a lot of radio and TV on that. Went through the extensive document that's sitting here on my desk. March of 2020. So here we are in June of 2021, and the Justice Sotomayor is saying, Congress is going to make a decision about this soon anyway. Yeah, they're going to follow the mandate, the requirement, or the, I should say, recommendation of the National Commission on Military, National, and Public Service and require women sign up for selective service. Let me take you back to the report, March 2020, called Inspired to Serve. They should really call it Mandated into Slavery. Their own document says, in reviewing the question of whether selective service registration should include women, the commission seriously considered a wide range of deeply felt moral, legal, and practical arguments and explored the available empirical evidence. Then under the subheadline, Extend Selective Service Registration to Women, we read, quote, the commission concluded that the time is right to extend selective service system registration to include men and women between the ages of 18 and 26. This is a necessary and fair step, making it possible to draw on the talent of a unified nation in a time of national emergency. Okay. What's the national emergency? Well, we don't know yet. What if they declare the national emergency to be a hurricane? Or what if they declare it to be dealing with domestic terrorists, i.e. conservatives, patriots, whatever the national emergency they want to declare. But they've decided this is the fair step. To require women to sign up for selective services, women between the ages of 18 and 26. Now, let me tell you what this really is about. This is about, well, I mean, look at who you're talking about. You're talking about anti-American, traitorous people. Barack Obama was a traitor. He is a traitor. Prove me wrong. The man's a traitor to our country. John McCain, I think, was a traitor to our country. If not in Vietnam, certainly afterwards, with what he's done to, was he not the vote that stopped Obamacare from being ended? Is he not the one running around pictured with ISIS leaders? I mean, there's a lot we can say about John McCain, is there not? How does that not make you a traitor? So would you be shocked that people that are traitors, and I believe that's exactly what they are, traitors certainly want to destroy your military, don't they? Mm-hmm. If you're working for the other team, don't you want to destroy the military? And this is what it'll do. First of all, do we really want anything other than a voluntary army? I don't think you do. If people want to serve, that's up to them. But to mandate people go into the military in this day and age is unacceptable. You have Cleve McCleary, who appeared on my TV show, who'll be a keynote speaker in the Ozarks in October 15, 16, 17, Thursday night's the banquet concert, 15, 16, 17. By the way, that page for you all to register should be up very soon. I was working on it last night. Dr. Tenpenny, Andy Woods, Cleve McCleary, General Michael Flynn, Mike Lindell, Bill Federer. It's going to be quite the lineup. But Cleve McClary spoke to probably more people in uniform than just about anybody. Because, I mean, I heard him speak when I was like 5 years old wearing his Marine uniform. Lost an eye and an arm in Vietnam. Spoke to millions, millions and millions. And many people believe that more people probably signed up for the U.S. military, volunteered to join the U.S. military because of hearing him speak than probably almost any American. He would be one of the top Americans to be out speaking and thus cause young Americans to say, I will choose to join the military. I want to be like him. Even Cleve McClary said to me on TV a few weeks ago, I have a really hard time now encouraging young men to join the military. Why? He said, why? Because we don't fight to win. We do not untie the hands of our war fighters. And when they fight and they kill the enemy, we then prosecute them. So, would you want your child going into the military now? No. Look, I have friends of mine that are officers that were counting down the days to get out under Obama. Those that still had to finish up their time said that there was a complete transformation of how the military acted under Obama to under Donald Trump. People came out from underneath their desks. Were literally willing now to speak and share their real thoughts. Things they had not said for 8 years for fear of reprisal or damaging their career, they kept their mouth shut. They self-censored. Then when Donald Trump became president, they became vocal, and you really knew what they believed. And they were people that claimed to be conservatives, were in agreement with many of the things Donald Trump was doing as commander-in-chief. And now, of course, that Biden's elected, they've gone back to being quiet again. But more than that, some of my friends that are officers tell me that there are plenty of officers in the military now that love communist, Chinese communist puppet Joe Biden. They love him. And these are officers. Now, do you want your child or grandchild serving under complete darken-hearted morons, fools, Romans 1, who think Joe Biden, pervert Biden, and by the way, if he's doing that with children in public when he knows the cameras are rolling, what is he doing in private? Is that not a legitimate question? If he is conducting himself and pawing and sniffing all over these children the way he does, when he knows the cameras are rolling, what is this man doing when the cameras are off? Those are legitimate questions to ask. So do you want your child or grandchild serving in the military under officers that think that pervert and CCP puppet Biden is a good guy? That is not who I would want my children or grandchild serving under. If that's how stupid and lacking in common sense and morality and character and integrity and discernment they are, do you want them ordering your kids into battle? You think they're going to allow your child or grandchild to kill the enemy and come home? No. And Cleve McClary said, you know, we just don't let these guys win anymore. So why would I encourage young people to go in there? Well, let me tell you something. This is more of the same. Putting women into combat is going to destroy the military. We already are putting them in combat, but when I say mandating that they join selective service, filling up the military, frankly, with men or women that don't want to be there is bad. But what does it say about a society that allows their teenage daughters to be mandatory drafted? Today is June 3rd, 2021, and gold is nearing $2,000 an ounce. And silver is nearing $30 an ounce. Why? This is what we call inflation. Folks, it's not really that gold and silver are going up. It's that the dollar is struggling. And why is the dollar struggling? Because they're printing money. They're printing way too much money. They are trying to destroy the American dollar. Who's the they? Well, it's our enemies, both foreign and domestic, but most of them are domestic. It is the Marxist agenda. It is the globalist agenda. It is the Keynesian economics agenda. Remember John Maynard Keynes, Keynesian economics? What did he say? By the continuous process of inflation, we can steal the majority of the people's wealth, and not one man in a million will know what we're doing. Well, I know what they're doing. Do you? Do you know what to do about it? Do you know how to protect your hard-earned life savings? First of all, let's get it clear. We're not talking about putting 50% of your cash assets in gold and silver. We're talking about a reasonable small amount, maybe 10%, 15%. It varies. It depends on your individual situation. Look, I don't give financial advice. We give financial opinion. It's up to you to do your due diligence and decide what is best for you. But I can promise you right now, if you don't do something, you're going backwards due to inflation. Your hard-earned savings is being eaten away with the increase in inflation. Have you seen what lumber is going for? Have you seen what $1,000 would buy last year at this time in lumber and what $1,000 will buy this year? I've seen the picture. It's ridiculous. This, again, is partly caused by inflation. How about the price of groceries, gas? You know, the traditional definition of inflation is this: too many dollars chasing too few goods and services. Well, do we have too many dollars in the system today? Do we have the expansion of credit? Yes. We have too many dollars chasing what? Too few goods and services. Well, why do we have fewer goods and services? Because a lot of Americans won't get up and go to work. They're being paid to stay at home. So now we have the decrease of goods and services. So there are a lot of things that create inflation, and we're seeing a lot of those culminate right now. If you would like to protect your hard-earned years of life savings, we urge you to get the free packet of information from Swiss America by calling right now Wes Peters, and you can call him on his cell phone or text him. Give him your address if you don't want to call him and say, hey, here's my name and address. I want the free packet of information Brandon mentioned. You can call or text Wes Peters right now at 602-558-8585. That's 602-558-8585. Again, area code 602-558-8585. I urge you to do your due diligence. Inflation, I think, is going to become one of the biggest stories of the decade. Now is the time to act. Why on earth would you buy when the prices are high? The goal, of course, is buy low, sell high. But really, it's not about selling, is it? It's about preserving your life saving and maybe even generational savings, so you have something to pass on to your kids and grandkids. 602-558-8585 for the free packet of information. No obligation. It's a free packet of information. All right, welcome back. Glad you're with us. Worldview Radio, our website, worldviewradio.com. We have some new TV shows going up today. The interview I did with Dr. Clark, the neurologist, will go up at WVWTV.com today, along with many others, over the next 48 hours. WVWTV.com. I want to get to this audio of me interviewing Simone Gold here in a minute, but I want to finish because we have breaking news yesterday, and that is the Supreme Court has refused to hear a case brought by a group of men that say that the National Selective Service, requiring men to sign up for the possible draft, for Selective Service so they could be drafted, is discriminatory and should include women. And the court has agreed to not hear that case. And Justice Sotomayor said that's a good idea because Congress should soon be making that requirement, registration requirement, applicable to women anyway. They could be. And of course, we know that's where they're going because that's what we were telling you back in 2018 when this commission was formed, the Commission on Military, National, and Public Service. And their report came out in March of 2020. And we went through it extensively on radio and TV. And they stated in there, the commission concluded the time is right to extend selective service registration to include men and women between the ages of 18 and 26. This is a necessary and fair step, making it possible to draw on the talent of a unified nation in a time of national emergency. So I think the draft is a bad idea, whether for men or women. You don't want people in your military that don't want to be there. But it's a bad idea because... And I can't believe this is how bad we've sunk, folks. When you thought about the draft dodgers and the people that didn't want to sign up or didn't want to go and fight in Vietnam. And I can understand people not wanting to go to Vietnam and fight. And, you know, I can understand that. But we traditionally think of those kind of people as hippies, you know, liberals. But they have so destroyed the military. They have so destroyed the institutions of our country that now we are opposed to the FBI. The FBI has become the KGB of America, so we're opposed to the FBI. The Justice Department has become a corrupt organization. The State Department has long since been controlled by the communist and globalist. The CIA had a man that voted for communist Gus Hall for president. And now they destroyed our military. Everything that we as conservatives used to value, particularly the FBI, the military, the Justice Department, we now have absolute disdain for these groups because they have embraced a worldview that is contrary to our Constitution. They are anti-American. They are treasonous. They are the deep state. They're the fifth column, whatever you want to call them. They hate America. They hate America. They hate Americans. They hate the Constitution. They hate the rule of law. They hate absolute truth. They are traitors of the highest order. And yet here we sit. And now they want to draft your daughters or your sons, of course, through selective service. But particularly now they want to apply the draft to the women by requiring they sign up for selective service so they could be drafted. And here's my question. Again, I'll ask what I did last year, year before that. We talk about this. What are the men and grandfathers of America going to do? What are the fathers and grandfathers of America going to do? Because there's no way you're drafting my daughter. In fact, there's no way you're drafting my sons. Not going to happen. You think for 1 minute I'm going to give up my sons to go fight your foreign battles that are more about probably raising drugs in Afghanistan in the poppy fields so that you and the CIA can raise drugs and push drugs on a global scale and do it all under the guise of the military? Look, let's not be stupid. We're in Afghanistan because our government is so debased and so corrupt. We're over there more than likely protecting poppy fields so all the elite in our country that run our government can be involved in a drug trade. And they disguise it as a military operation. There's a lot more I know and a lot more I could say, but I won't say because if I say too much, I put lives at risk. But trust me, I know things from guys that were there and the parents of their sons. Our jails and our prisons are full. They're full because of people that are smoking pot and getting caught with pot. And I'm not for pot. While our same government runs around the world pushing drugs like crazy and more than likely growing drugs and protecting the drug trade out of Afghanistan. Not to mention what was going on in MENA, Arkansas, and the drug running out of there. So if you think I'm going to let my sons get drafted so they can go protect your drug fields, you got another thing coming. Or that they can go and be cannon fodder so the military-industrial complex can make more military hardware and destroy it and build more so they can enrich themselves, you're crazy. It's not going to happen. You think I'm going to let my daughter and sons serve under a bunch of perverts in the Pentagon? Let me tell you, that's what you have in the Pentagon today. I've been to the Pentagon many times, lived there for 8 years in the D.C. area. Used to go by there, and I would have a feeling of great respect and admiration, knowing that that was a building that was filled with military people, many of them who had given their full devotion to this country and to protecting our country. Many of them had lost family and grandparents and colleagues and buddies. Some of them bore the scars and injuries of war in that building. I knew in that building they were watching what was happening on a global scale to keep America safe. I knew those people loved America. They loved our Constitution. They loved our way of life. They loved liberty and freedom of religion and freedom of speech. They were patriotic people in that building, trying to maintain our way of life. That's not the case anymore, by and large. By and large, that is not the case. We are run by a bunch of political guys who become generals who got there because they played the cultural Marxist game. They have brainwashed most of these young men through our own war colleges. And they're perverts in the Pentagon now. perverts at the highest order in the U.S. Pentagon, when you have don't ask, don't tell, when you allow your military to be run full of homosexuals, so the point now we have the rape of men, the sexual assault of men by men is off the charts. Have you seen it lately, folks? Then you have the sexual assault of women and the pregnancy rate of women in the military. And now you want to put transgenders in the military and have us pay for it as taxpayers while they transition. I have talked to the officers. They're having to deal with this stupidity. Only perverts come up with this kind of concept and idea. And that's what you have. Perverts in the Pentagon now. Absolute perverts. And there's no way on God's green earth that I'm going to let my kids serve under a bunch of morons, anti-American perverts in the Pentagon. And I have no clue if they make selective service mandatory, what they're going to tie it to. My guess is they'll start like social credit scores, tying it to an awful lot if you don't sign up. But this is a mark and a hallmark of America as to whether the men, the fathers, the grandfathers will tolerate this. A lot of this is social engineering to destroy the military, as I said. It's also, of course, a great goal of the feminist to move the women away from the home. In my book, Grave Influence, page 152, I wrote this. Picking up on the James theme, that'd be William James, who was interested in mandatory voluntarism, radical lesbian Margaret Mead viewed mandatory national service as a way to wage war, her war, on the family, and more specifically on marriage. As described by Doug Bandow in his article, National Service, The Enduring Panacea, quote, in 1967, for instance, anthropologist Margaret Mead argued that universal service, quote, would make it possible to assay the defects and the potentialities of every young American on the threshold of adulthood, end quote. She went on to talk about the fact the experience would have some unique impacts on women. She observed, since it, quote, would replace for girls, even more than for boys, marriage as the route away from the parental home, end quote. So this Marxist feminist Margaret Mead believed that mandatory national service would give the woman an opportunity to be the route away from the parental home, whereas marriage would be traditionally. Now you go to national service. Well, the national draft would do that. Selective service and a draft would do that. Now this pervert, Margaret Mead, radical lesbian Margaret Mead, she outlined for people the following. They would be homosexual when young, then switch to heterosexuality during the breeding years, and then switch back. And when you go to the Inspired to Serve report that came out in March of 2020, we covered them, but we're picking it back up because the Supreme Court Justice Sotomayor came out yesterday and said, we're not going to take the case related to discrimination toward women or toward men because they have to sign up for selective service and women don't, because I think Congress is going to be making a decision really soon about women having to sign up for that anyway. Well, when you go to that report, March 2020, that does indeed recommend selective service for women 18 to 26, you find on their website AmeriCorps Vista. Is AmeriCorps Vista right for you? And it says, and I showed this on TV last night, community change agent. So they're going to train your child to be a community change agent. Of course, this is in the brain trust of Barack Hussein. So community organizer. And then it says thinks global, acts local, believes in social justice. That's socialism. This is right there in their own slide. Champions sustainable solutions. That's sustainable development. So when they make this mandatory volunteerism the law, this is what they're going to turn your kid into. And by the way, as I told you last year when we went through this, they will be the ones that decide what organizations you can sign up for, what organizations you can volunteer for. You won't be volunteering for true Christian constitutionalist organizations. They will not let you do that. And they will give you all kinds of rewards when you comply. by the way, one of the people that was involved in helping decide this is a man turned woman. Miss Skelly served in the Obama administration as the director of the Office of the Executive Secretary at the U.S. Department of Transportation. Miss Skelly served on the active duty in the U.S. Navy for 20 years as a naval flight officer, retiring with the rank of commander prior to joining the Obama administration in 2013. She spent five years in industry. Well, he is now wearing a dress. He is now a woman who definitely has, I believe, a face for radio. So these are the people that are going to decide that your daughter should be drafted, that your sons and daughters should join the brown shirts. A man, in my opinion, that's so mentally corrupted and spiritually debased, he goes around wearing a dress and being a woman. This is a transgender. Now, these are the, in my theological position, these are the perverts that are going to decide what your kid does and doesn't do, and then try to use the power of the government to penalize them. Bring it on. Bring it on. Try it. See how that works for you guys. I think there are going to be a lot of grandfathers and fathers that will have plenty to say about mandating selective service to daughters and granddaughters. Particularly when it's been decided by people like this, with their openly stated goals and objectives. We are a government of the people, by the people, for the people. You are not our masters. We are not your slaves. We do not have to obey you. And we certainly don't have to obey you when you go against the laws of nature and nature's God and my God-ordained responsibility. So I know you can act like you're popular and you can act like you're powerful and you can put out your reports. But at the end of the day, we do not answer to you. You are not a qualified magistrate. You're perverts. Hello, I'm Brandon Howes. We have just released something that I think many of you will find encouraging. In this day and age, there's a lot that can get you down. But we just produced and released the one-hour concert from our Ozarks Worldview Weekend from October 15th, 2020. It was 1 hour of me in concert singing many of the classic hymns you've come to know and enjoy. We were originally going to produce this and put it out as a DVD for sale. You know, it's really expensive to do television. Just the staging and the sound system and the sound company and renting the room is thousands of dollars. But we filmed it, and after we filmed it and post-produced it, my wife looked at this and said, "Brandon, I think you need to put this out there for free. A lot of people today need to be encouraged, and these old classic hymns and sacred songs will encourage many people." So we're doing just that. If you go to wvwtv.com/liveconcert, you can watch the concert from Lake of the Ozarks absolutely free of charge as a ministry of WVW-TV and WVW Foundation. Just simply go to wvwtv.com/liveconcert. Have you noticed all the free stuff we have been putting out? This free concert, our documentary, Brainwashed America, absolutely free at brainwashedthemovie.com. How are we doing this? Because of your support. It is absolutely crucial that we have your tax-deductible support so we can continue to put out free programming. Our bandwidth bill alone is thousands of dollars. Thousands. Not to mention all the production cost. And we've been buying a lot of new equipment in 2021 because, well, a lot of our cameras were old and we had to go to 4K cameras. We also have a lot of new streaming equipment we've had to buy because of cancel culture. Remember, Livestream told us if you talk about vaccines or machines, you're done. And then our content delivery contract, how we stream, they said the same thing. Quit working with Mike Lindell or we'll cancel your contract. Well, we're not going to stop working with Mike Lindell. So my friends, we've had to go out and buy a lot of new equipment and negotiate new contracts because of the cancel culture, because of the stuff we're standing for. It is vital we hear from you today with a tax-deductible contribution. It's not uncommon during the summer months that donations slow down. Please, don't let that happen. Go right now to wvwfoundation.com and please make a one-time,
contribution, tax deductible, or set up a monthly. We need more monthly donors. Would you go right now to WVWFoundation.com and set up a monthly contribution? If you prefer to send a check, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee 38027. That's again, WVW Foundation, P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee 38027. Or you can call during normal business hours and give over the phone at 901-825-0652. That's 901-825-0652. Well, in the meantime, why don't you go to wvwtv.com/liveconcert and watch the free concert from Lake of the Ozarks. And when you do, know that it's because of people like you that we can put out such quality productions that encourage and educate and inform and equip many people. Thank you.
When you go to Out in National Security, Out. I had a screenshot in the TV show last year. Out in National Security, as in out of the closet. Miss Sean Skelly is the co-founder of Out in National Security. In 2017, President Obama appointed Sean to serve as a commissioner on the newly established National Commission on Military, National, and Public Service. Sean was recognized as one of a group of transgender veterans in 2017. Out 100. Ookie dokie. So these are the people that are going to decide about drafting your daughter, selective service for your daughter. And then they want to mandate community service so they can brainwash your kids. I wonder what the transgender people would brainwash your kid into believing in the mandatory brainwashing camps called community service. This is nothing more than making little brown shirts. You know, Hitler's Brown Shirts was a youth organization. You know that. And it was infiltrated by the homosexuals. Go look that up. So this is nothing but creating little brown shirts and calling it community service. But it's really brainwashing. Thomas Sowell, Walter Williams, they've all written about this. I think it was Thomas Sowell who wrote the most about it. You can call it outcome-based education, community service, wherever you want. It's brainwashing. And now they're going to tie your social credit scores to it. And if you don't sign up for the selective service, there are all kinds of penalties for that. So here we go. So I just thought I'd tell you that the Supreme Court, Justice Sotomayor, said that the Congress should soon make the registration requirement applicable to women anyway. They could do that. And they are. They're going to follow this commission and let the these anti-American people decide what your daughter has to do. Blows my mind. Can't even believe we've come to this place. I used to go as a kid, I lived in D.C., to what was called Torchlight Tattoo. You'd sit on the steps of the Jefferson Memorial overlooking the Tidal Basin. And the military, different divisions of the military would act out all kinds of things like the Revolutionary War. And then they'd come forward, you know. Eventually they'd get to the Korean War, Vietnam, World War I, World War II, Korean War, Vietnam, all that. And they would act all this stuff out right in front of you. I mean, real military guys. And lots of patriotic music, Torchlight Tattoo. Right there on the steps of the Jefferson Memorial. We also used to watch the guys in the, I think it was the Marines, and they would have their rifles with the bayonets on the end of it, with real bayonets on the end. The drill team. I mean, if you haven't ever seen that, you should go look it up. They would throw those rifles up over their shoulder from the front row to the back row, and the guy in the back would catch it. And when I say catch it, I don't mean lift your hand up and catch it like you're catching a football. I don't know how they do it, but it would land right in their hand against their shoulder. And they'd be flipping these rifles forwards and backwards and forwards and backwards like something you've never seen with real bayonets on the end. Now, these were men. These were guys, as a kid I looked up to, and I thought these guys were amazing. And now we've got guys that think they're girls, they're transgender, wearing women's clothes and dresses, making decisions for the military and what's going to happen. Can you even believe this? All right, let's go to the audio, me interviewing Simone Gold the other night.
In studio now is Dr. Simone Gold with America's Frontline Doctors. Dr. Gold, it's great to have you in studio. I've interviewed you on TV. We've had you on by Skype. But it's great to have you in studio.
I'm so happy to be here.
Tell me what you've been doing. I mean, you were down in Atlanta, right?
Yes, yes.
And you came up here to the Memphis area.
Absolutely.
What have you been doing?
Right. So
obviously a road tour, right?
Yeah. America's Frontline Doctors is on a road tour. We call it the Uncensored Truth Tour. There's been so much disinformation, censorship, misinformation this year that we decided just to take our truth on the road and let the American people hear the truth for themselves, decide for themselves, see what they think, and... You know, we've been having about a year and a half of disinformation.
Absolutely. So. And we were talking about that as you were coming into the studio. We found out in a lawsuit with Tom Renz.
Yes.
You know Tom, right?
Of course.
He works with you guys.
He sure does.
And we've had Tom on several times. And Tom was telling us, that, if I remember off the top of my head, I think it's a group called Trusted News Initiative.
Oh, my goodness, yes. I can tell you all about that.
Well, tell us, because that's such a nice-sounding name. I was saying before the break, we were going over the lawsuit that got dropped today by Mike Liddell. Not to be confused, by the way, with the MyPillow lawsuit. Okay, that's the MyPillow company suing. This is Mike Liddell on this one. And, you know... The fact is that these machines did what they did, and people don't want to talk about it. Say, well, if this is proven, then it should all be over the news. But the same thing goes with COVID and all this
exactly.
Other. Well, if this is all true, it would be all over the news, right? Well, then we find out there are groups like Trusted News Initiative, which has such a nice name.
Exactly.
But we find out they're in big government, big pharma, and all in cahoots together, according to your lawsuit that I've read.
Right. Trusted News Initiative does have a very benign sounding name, much like in the book 1984, George Orwell, the Ministry of Love, the Ministry of Peace, the Ministry of Plenty. They all stood for ministries that did the opposite of what their name said. So the Trusted News Initiative is a terrible thing that in December of 2020, all of the mainstream media, maybe not all, maybe virtually all, got together and decided if there was any news that deviated from what they wanted to say about the vaccines, they wouldn't print it. Who's in the Trusted News Initiative? Well, we've got USA Today, we've got the Associated Press, I believe New York Times, Wall Street Journal,
that's right.
Facebook, Twitter.
BBC.
BBC, which means that you can't actually even inform the American people, which is, I just think this is flat out illegal. We do have First Amendment rights. But most importantly, for those of you listening at home, if you just want to hear the truth, if you think that I've got, you know, my own brain, I can decide for myself, just come and listen to valid news sources. And one of those ways, of course, is frank speech. And others come to America's Frontline Doctors. We started putting up hard news. We know how hard it is for you to find the actual facts and information. We've got hard news there. America's Frontline Doctors is doing the Uncensored Truth Tour specifically so that we can bring the truth directly to the American people.
And I should just remind the audience, you're a medical doctor, but also an attorney.
It's true. It's
wow.
True. So what's funny about that is I actually have so many attorney friends who are wonderful people, because really I think to some extent attorneys fall into two categories. There are the freedom attorneys. We have amazing freedom attorneys that have come to join America's Frontline Doctors. You know, America's Frontline Doctors, our official tagline is the trusted name for independent information. That's really important. You know, you come to us, you need help, you've got a medical condition, we'll help you. But these days we're spending most of our time really on asserting the civil rights and making sure that Americans' constitutional rights are not trampled all over. So we spend really all of our time in litigation or litigation prep, and we have become the real ACLU. Like, it's not a joke. We don't understand why the ACLU isn't in these fights. Well, America's Frontline Doctors is in the fight to protect your constitutional freedom. As you know, we filed our first lawsuit. We have another lawsuit coming. We feel as though the truth will absolutely come out. And we think it's going to be sooner rather than later.
And Tom Renz, is he coming to town?
Tom Renz is coming to
town. Is he really?
He is.
Okay, good.
You're going to sit with him face-to-face.
Awesome. Well, we've had a great time with Tom Renz here interviewing him. He's got a great sense of humor.
Yes.
And he actually does, you know, you're an attorney, so I don't want to offend you, and I have family members that are too, and good friends that are. But he doesn't have the typical attorney personality.
No, he's...
You know, a lot of my attorney friends are pretty, you know, by the book. They don't joke around a whole lot. This guy, he's hilarious.
You'll get a little smile when you know he's up to something.
You do. Well, we've had him here so many times because he's been so popular with our audience. They're like, have him back because he's fun, and his delivery and his humor helps us all stop from crying, because he does bring some humor to a very serious topic, but he also shows his human side and his frustration he shows with some sarcasm. So I'm excited. Now, can people be asking, why is he coming to town? Why is she in town? What, and who else is coming?
Oh, my gosh, this is very exciting. We're so excited to share with Frank's speech in particular.
Absolutely.
So America's Frontline Doctors, a few months ago, we formed the Legal Eagle Dream Team. I searched the nation for the fiercest lawyer warriors who could help Americans assert their civil rights and make sure that our Constitution survives the COVID-19 pandemic lockdowns intact.
Mm-hmm.
So I really, we handpicked all these people. Chalmers is one of them. He's actually the lead, our lead litigator. He's the head of our litigation team. And so we are going to sit and talk with you tomorrow. We're going to tell you about all the lawsuits that
yes.
we've got going on, the ones that are coming. We're going to teach Americans how they can fight for themselves or how they can hire a freedom attorney that mm-hmm. will provide for them. We're going to teach everybody all those good things.
Excellent. And are we got an issue here, Landon? Logan? Is this for her? All right. Her might stop working. It's too low. We don't know why. So you can replace that one if you want. All right. So what we're doing tomorrow is a series of, as I told you at the beginning of the program, a series of town hall meetings. Four. We were going to do 3 1-hour, but I think we're up to 4 1-hours
uh-huh.
now, which is great because my thought is, Dr. Gold, if we have all these people in town, we might as well get as much content. Content is king, particularly when you're running 24 hours a day.
I just have to tell you that what we have in store for you tomorrow, you don't want to miss. It's spectacular.
It is going to be good.
And I usually undersell and overdeliver.
And it's a town hall meeting. So we're going to have a live audience.
Yeah.
We have a live audience. And we have several hundred people that are wanting to get in.
Yeah.
And we don't have a whole lot of seats, but we're going to be filming 4 1-hour shows, so we'll rotate them in and out. But we've got far more people wanting to attend than we have seats for.
Sure.
Which tells me a lot, doesn't it?
You know what? Everywhere I go, you know, when I first started being heard of it, it was because we stood in the steps of the Supreme Court. And all of a sudden, there's 20 million views of what we're watching. And I like to joke, and I say, listen, I don't sing like Beyonce. How could that happen? Right? The answer is people are hungry for the truth, and they recognize the truth when they hear it. So that's what's happening. When we go to city, the crowds are there because people know that they're not being told the truth. So we're going to tell you so much truth tomorrow. There are things that you suspect, but you weren't sure. There's things you never even thought of. And when we expose it to you, you're going to be floored.
Mm-hmm. So, folks, we will be filming that. I think some of it will be live streaming, and it's going to be great. But we also have someone that will be moderating. Who's going to be moderating?
Very excited. One of the best journalists in the business.
Indeed.
Michelle Malkin, really an extraordinary journalist.
Absolutely. And tell me where her whole worldview.
All right. So we're going to open up phone lines now. 1-800-347-9829. And by the way, we'll be releasing the first 1 hour of the 4 hours of that town hall meeting with all of those frontline American doctors and attorneys, hopefully today, if not today, tomorrow at WVWTV.com. It's in post edit right now, so that'll be coming in the next 24 hours, if not today, tomorrow at WVWTV.com. All right. I know the one with Dr. Clark is almost done, the neurologist. We heard yesterday that TV part is almost done for WVWTV.com. All right, your thoughts, your comments, your questions, 1-800-347-9829, 1-800-347-9829. The institutions of America, look at how they're being destroyed. We talked about the FBI. We talked about the military. We talked about the Justice Department. We talked about the CIA. But even we can't even trust our own doctors now, so many of them. Because many of them were small practices, family practices, independent little practices run by men and women that owned that business and offered up a service. But many of those now, as we've discussed, have been gobbled up by big, gigantic corporations. And so now the doctors, while they have their personal beliefs and convictions and much in line with mine and yours and that of Simone Gold and Dr. Clark and others, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, they cannot express that view in their practice, they believe, without risking being fired. We can't trust many of the attorneys anymore because they, too, are being controlled because many small law firms just don't exist. A lot of them, again, they're gigantic firms. And we just saw the other day where the attorney who launched the lawsuit for Mike Lindell against the machines, he has been fired from his law firm. Most of the lawyers practicing are small proprietary law firms. Look at all these institutions. Then you have the media. So we have the media, we have attorneys, we have doctors, we have the FBI, the CIA, the military. So many of our trusted institutions have been co-opted, and most of it goes back also to follow the money. Follow the money. 1-800-347-9829, 1-800-347-9829. Phone lines now open.
Hello, I'm Brandon Howes. We have just released something that I think many of you will find encouraging. In this day and age, there's a lot that can get you down. But we just produced and released the one-hour concert from our Ozarks Worldview Weekend from October 15th, 2020. It was 1 hour of me in concert singing many of the classic hymns you've come to know and enjoy. We were originally going to produce this and put it out as a DVD for sale. You know, it's really expensive to do television. Just the staging and the sound system and the sound company and renting the room is thousands of dollars. But we filmed it, and after we filmed it and post-produced it, my wife looked at this and said, Brandon, I think you need to put this out there for free. A lot of people today need to be encouraged, and these old classic hymns and sacred songs will encourage many people. So we're doing just that. If you go to wvwtv.com/liveconcert, you can watch the concert from Lake of the Ozarks absolutely free of charge as a ministry of WVW-TV and WVW Foundation. Just simply go to wvwtv.com/liveconcert. Have you noticed all the free stuff we have been putting out? This free concert, our documentary Brainwashed America, absolutely free at brainwashedthemovie.com. How are we doing this? Because of your support. It is absolutely crucial that we have your tax-deductible support so we can continue to put out free programming. Our bandwidth bill alone is thousands of dollars. Thousands. Not to mention all the production cost. And we've been buying a lot of new equipment in 2021 because, well, a lot of our cameras were old and we had to go to 4K cameras. We also have a lot of new streaming equipment we've had to buy because of cancel culture. Remember, Livestream told us if you talk about vaccines or machines, you're done. And then our content delivery contract, how we stream, they said the same thing. Quit working with Mike Lindell or we'll cancel your contract. Well, we're not going to stop working with Mike Lindell. So my friends, we've had to go out and buy a lot of new equipment and negotiate new contracts because of the cancel culture, because of the stuff we're standing for. It is vital we hear from you today with a tax-deductible contribution. It's not uncommon during the summer months that donations slow down. Please, don't let that happen. Go right now to wvwfoundation.com and please make a one-time contribution, tax-deductible, or set up a monthly. We need more monthly donors. Would you go right now to wvwfoundation.com and set up a monthly contribution? If you prefer to send a check, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee, 38027. That's again, WVW Foundation, P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee, 38027. Or you can call during normal business hours and give over the phone at 901-825-0652. That's 901-825-0652. Well, in the meantime, why don't you go to wvwtv.com/liveconcert and watch the free concert from Lake of the Ozarks. And when you do, know that it's because of people like you that we can put out such quality productions that encourage and educate and inform and equip many people. Thank you.
1-800-347-9829, 1-800-347-9829. Let's go to the phone lines. David, line one. David, thank you for calling in today, David.
Thanks for taking my call, Brandon. I have a quick comment and a question for you. First of all, the comment is we're continually praying and for you and your family and all at VCY. It is imperative that we spread the word out there, because the Christians in the nation and around the world today, some are part of the body, some are not, and we know that. And
right.
So what we have to do is challenge them. And as you always say, politics is the business of the community. And so this is a challenge. Now, the question is how, Brandon, as we as listeners, can best do that for you besides on the street saying, have you ever listened to VCY? What's the best way to do that, particularly your show?
Well, thank you, David.
And Crosstalk, too.
Thank you, David. Well, I think you're on the right trail, because what we're saying and presenting here, people don't know. Same thing with Crosstalk comes on right after us. same is true with Usama Dakdog that comes on before us. And if you push them to WVWTV.com, there's going to be so many hundreds of shows they can watch on demand, not to mention the thousands upon thousands we've archived now at situationroom.net, but we leave plenty open to the public at WVWTV.com. David, they can also go, I would say many of them should go right now to brainwashedthemovie.com. We put out that documentary for free. We just put it out for free. Mostly we sell our DVDs, our documentaries. This one, I feel like the country is in such peril, we said it's going to be free. And anyone could go watch the first 2 hours of part one, part two will be coming soon. They can go watch the first 2 hours, brainwashedthemovie.com. Now, people say, well, this sounds really simple. And that's the thing. Many people are looking for solutions that are very Herculean. You know, they're just going to be gigantic things to do. Much of the solutions are very simple. It's getting people to become educated and informed. Because I go back to the fact that this is a spiritual battle. Ephesians 6 tells us that. And the way to counter it when it comes to a spiritual battle is with truth. Truth is the kryptonite to the lie. And brainwashing is about a spiritual battle. It's about deception. It's about deceit. It's about lying, manipulating. And Ronald Reagan, as you will see when you go to brainwashedthemovie.com, you'll see him hosting a documentary in black and white. And it was called The Ultimate Weapon. And at the end of the day, you can take the military of the communist nations, and in this case, the Korean War, you can take the military of the communist Koreans, the Chinese, and at the end of the day, it was really the ultimate weapon of brainwashing. And that's where we are today. How is it that the Pentagon has been taken over by perverts? Brainwashing. How is it that our military colleges and war colleges have been taken over? Brainwashing. How is it that so many of the American people have been deceived and by these lies? Well, they were brainwashed in our schools. Many of them have been brainwashed in their churches. Many of them have been brainwashed in their churches to believe they're just to submit and surrender to the government, because to do otherwise is to disobey God. That's spiritual manipulation, spiritual abuse, brainwashing by pastors, so-called pastors, brainwashing by hirelings. So at the end of the day, we can trace almost everything, David, back to the fact that people do not think correctly. The Bible is filled with verses related to the mind, the heart. The word heart or mind is interchangeable often, and it is all through the scriptures. So at the end of the day, it is about the mind. It is about the heart. It is with the heart one believes unto salvation, right? Not with the brain. The brain's an organ, like your liver. It is the heart is tied to your conscience. Your heart or your mind is tied to your conscience. Your brain is an actual organ. You can see it. You can't see the conscience or the mind or the heart, as it's described in the Bible, on an autopsy table. So these are all getting down to the root of who is man, that which will live forever. So it is a spiritual battle. It is a battle for truth. It is a battle for the mind. The ultimate battle is the battle for the mind. And so many people are going to wake up one day and said, if I had only known. If I had only known, I would have resisted. I would have stood up. I didn't know. Let me tell you something. There are going to be a lot of people very, very sick and dying. And they already are, but in massive, massive, massive numbers. I saw a video of a young girl today. We got the COVID shot. Within a few hours, she's having seizures over and over and over. She recorded a video of it. Young, attractive young lady. In the hospital having seizures over and over. She says, I believe it's due to the vaccine I had just taken. Never had a seizure before. Many, many people, David, are going to be saying, if I had only known. If I had only known. We're not selling anything here. So much of the time we're giving it away. We're giving it away. Frankly, we're giving away too much at our own peril. From a business model, we're giving away too much. But we believe we are in the final hours of America if we don't wake up more people. So, David, the answer to your question is, take advantage of all the free stuff. All the free TV shows, all the free documentaries. Educate, educate, educate. Wake up the American people. Zoe, line two. Go ahead, Zoe. Hi, Zoe. Go ahead, Zoe.
Hi. A couple things. First of all, defeminizing women and demasculinizing men, and you know they're moving us toward transhumanism. I know you know that.
Mm-hmm.
And they're they talked about Ray, what's his name, Kurzweil, talking about downloading our brain onto the internet and then, you know, putting it with a transhuman fake body, whatever, I don't know. And I said this to some relatives of mine who were very wealthy people, and the wife said, oh, that's wonderful, why don't you like that? And I was so horrified. I just want to thank you for making all the free content available, and especially on Frank's speech and also on your site, because it's been a dream come true for me, and I've been telling all my friends about it. I've gotten a lot of people to start listening, and because I couldn't play a lot of things, as I've told you before, and now on Frank's speech, I can play everything.
Okay.
And on your site, and thank you for your concert, too.
Thank you, Zoe.
Singing. Thank you, Brandon.
Thank you, Zoe. Thank you. Maureen, if you go real quick, Maureen in Ohio, we'll get you in. Go ahead, Maureen. Hi, Maureen.
Yes, hi.
Yeah.
I was just, part of my issue is with this is, for my husband and I, who are both be considered high risk, we'd have to go through telemedicine because there's no provider in our area because they're just told what to do. And if we go through telehealth, my husband, who's had a stroke and everything, he's, you know, fighting the shot. If we went through telehealth, our doctor would probably kick us out of his private.
Go to America's Frontline Doctors. They have this. Go there. Take care.
This has been Worldview Weekend Radio with Brannon House. CDs are available by calling 1-800-729-9829. Or to hear an MP3 file of this or earlier programs, go to worldviewweekend.com. Views expressed may or may not be those of Worldview Weekend, BCY America, or this station. This program is a public affairs presentation of worldviewweekend.com and is heard weekdays on BCY America.
Hello, I'm Brandon House with WVW Broadcast Network. I'm pleased to present my brand new docu-movie, Brainwashed America, Part 1, that is 2 hours in length. You can watch it for free at brainwashedthemovie.com. That's brainwashedthemovie.com. I was planning to release Brainwashed America all at once as a multi-hour docu-movie, just as I did with Sabotage and Siege. However, because of the serious threats facing America, I believe I must release Brainwashed America in parts instead of waiting to complete the entire docu-movie. This way, we can get this vital information to the American people as quickly as possible. I've also made the decision to allow people to stream Brainwashed America for free. That's right, for free. This is a big step for WVW Broadcast Network because we normally sell our docu-movies in order to recoup the cost of production and to use the profits to assist in the general operational budget of WVW. In addition, when we allow people to stream the docu-movie for free, we must cover the streaming costs. Our monthly streaming costs are already thousands of dollars each month, and allowing people to stream Brainwashed America, the docu-movie, for free will certainly increase our cost. So how can we do this? The answer is with your help. Instead of selling the DVD for the normal retail price of around $24.99, would you please consider making a tax-deductible contribution to WVW Foundation at wvwfoundation.com? That's wvwfoundation.com, or by using our mailing address. You can also use our phone number, which is 901-825-0652, and donate over the phone during normal business hours. Please consider going to MyPillow.com and use the promo code WVW to save up to 66% on the over 100 products available at MyPillow.com. When you use the promo code WVW, as in Worldview Weekend, when you use the promo code WVW, Mike Lindell, the CEO of MyPillow, will give a very generous portion of each purchase to WVW TV. This is a great way to support the 2,600 employees at MyPillow.com, benefit your family with great products that Mike Lindell offers, and support WVW Broadcast Network and all the free TV and radio shows and now free docu-movie that can be found on our website. Thank you for your help, and thank you for supporting this new model of presenting truth to the American people and to the world.